Wars and Rumors of Wars, June 2014. For many years, I have listened to TV preachers, to internet preachers. Today, I rarely listen to anyone on TV, mostly because they don't preach rightly dividing the word of truth. I got tired of listening to gloom and doom preachers. For many of them, their messages are based on current events in the world. Many teachers teach about the current news and then looking in the Bible for a match. Or they will look in the Bible and wait for some event and say, "See, this event was prophesied in the Bible." Don't believe them. The current events are just that, current event. They are not prophetic. Many teach of the soon coming of the Lord on planet Earth. Where do you get that from? We don't know when he's coming back. I would rather teach of our gathering with the Lord in heavenly places. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye may not be soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand." The day of Christ is a big concept in the Bible. A lot of people miss what it means. You can go to my website and look at the Day of the Lord project. Do you remember in the four Gospels, the prophecy of the kingdom was at hand? The kingdom was at hand. What kingdom? We'll come to that. Matthew 3, verse 2. "And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." That kingdom is when Christ returns on the earth after the tribulation period. Acts chapter 1, verse 6. "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" To Israel, not to the body of Christ. But our getting together with the Lord is in the air, not on the earth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. "Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in a cloud to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord." The saved person is told by Paul in Ephesians 1, verse 3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places." It says in heavenly places, it doesn't say on earth. Why in heavenly places? Is this where we're going? And the answer is in Ephesians and Philippians. Ephesians 2, verse 6. "And had raised up together," then I missed one word, "and had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence we look for our, the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." "For me it is clear that we, the saints of the dispensation of grace, are going to heaven. Our place is reserved in heaven, not on earth." Matthew 24, verse 6. "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." See, there's a problem there. They will hear of whoever those are going to go through all of this stuff, because it says, "but the end is not yet." So they're going to go through all, okay, and we want to know who these people are. So who are the ye Jesus is talking about? To whom is he talking to? He's talking to the little flock, not the body of Christ. remember that Christ came to his own and his own received him not. He came to the Jews, didn't come to you. Luke 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Which kingdom is that? The kingdom of his dear Son or the kingdom of God on earth? Getting there. Never in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are they told about the kingdom of the Lord in heaven. The kingdom of Christ in heaven. Paul tells us that. Colossians 1 verse 13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That kingdom of his dear Son is in heaven, not on planet Earth. The 12 apostles were never told that they were going to heaven. The prophecy teachers of today are wrong when they look at today's news and then look in the Bible and say, see, these things have been prophesied. And they'll put a lot of emphasis. The wars and rumors of wars are not what we see today. These wars and rumors of wars are what happens in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. When we remove this dispensation, which is the times of the revelation of the mystery presented by the Apostle Paul, we get the timeline for Israel and we see the wars and rumors of wars in the first chapters of the book of Revelation. In the Old Testament, we see the establishment of the first kingdom. First the king, first with King David, who wanted to build a temple for God. David was denied the construction, yet David accumulated materials for the construction of the temple. Solomon's David's son, built a temple and reigned over the entire kingdom of Israel, all 12 tribes. Solomon, probably one of the rare kings that reigned over the entire 12 tribes. I think David did also. And then they split. You remember Rehoboam and Jeroboam, those people? Then we did the split in 10 tribes and 2 tribes. Anyway, this is the kingdom of Solomon there, okay, that the apostles are writing for in Acts 1 verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Check it up in your own Bible. It says to Israel. Doesn't say to America, Europe, the world. No. Prophecy has to do with Israel, not with the body of Christ. Here we skip the entire dispensation of the grace of God, since we are not Israel. In the book of Revelation, which for Israel is the next event, the Antichrist tries to establish his own kingdom on earth as if he was God, by first removing his enemies. By if. As if he was God by first removing his enemies. This is where we see the wars and rumors of wars. He will be defeated when Christ comes back on the earth. Christ establishes the real kingdom of God on earth. We in the body of Christ have nothing to do with Israel's program. Didn't write that right. The body of Christ is going to heaven before the wars and rumors of wars. The Apostle Paul covers the catching away of the body of Christ in 1 and 2 Thessalonians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and in Titus. In Titus chapter 2 verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. He's coming to in the air. He's not coming to earth to gather the body of Christ. Remember in the Matthew, it says the one was taken, one was left behind. The one taken was taken in punishment. check it out. Those who remain on earth will go into the kingdom. So that is not the catching away of the body of Christ, because when we go up to heaven, we're going to go there because we are blessed of God and we, you know, will join Him in heaven. What hope do we have if we are going through the tribulation period in the wars and rumors of war? Remember what it says here. We're looking for the blessed hope. If we're looking for the blessed hope, it's not very blessed to go through wars. I don't think so. The prophecy teachers we see today do not rightly divide the word of truth and would have you to suffer the wrath of God. Yet Paul tells us that we will not suffer the wrath of God. The book of Revelation contains the final days when God pours out His wrath on humanity. In Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth for in unrighteousness. Ephesians 5 verse 6, let no man deceive you in vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Are you a child of disobedience? See, the problem that I've seen through the years, and it took me a while to figure it out, is that all the stuff that's going on in the planet right now today, all those wars and all the stuff that we've seen, they are just a normal day-to-day things that are going on. I don't see God's hand in this. Otherwise, it'd be very clear. The Bible would have predicted all these things that we have seen, and you know, like World War I, World War II, and yet the end did not come. See, that's one of the things that if these events were part of the tribulation period, after 7 years, it'd be done, it'd be over. But it's still going on. So the events of today that we see throughout the world, because we have good communications of satellites and TV and radio and all that stuff, we get to know, we get a lot more information today. But yet those things are not what the Bible says is going on. Because the Bible says today, God is just not intervening anywhere in the world. It's just not. What we see is the is how evil people are anyway. That's what's going on. Now, I admit, eventually it will come to that time of the Antichrist or the New World Order. We will come to that. I'm not blind to just look at the events of today, of the last 200 years or 2,000 years, and it's not going very well on this planet. We're not doing very well. Humanity does not even need Lucifer, you know, the Satan. We don't need him at all to do wrong, but yeah, he's involved somehow. I don't understand that. But this is not the time of the end, and that's why when you look at TV preachers that preach the doom and gloom and say, yeah, you know, look at this, you know, look at the news and the newspaper and all that stuff, they're wrong by trying to link that to the Bible for today, because in the dispensation of the grace of God, God says, you're on your own right now until the last person got saved. I don't know exactly. Okay, I don't know when that's going to be, but I don't know. I don't see anywhere in the Bible God says, well, when the last one of you is saved, then that's it. You know, you're out of here. I don't know that. I think that may be one thing that God is waiting for the last person to be saved to take us all of us out of here. I don't know that. I can't prove it. But someday God will come and say, son, go get them. Go get all these people that are in the body of Christ. I hope that you understand that current events and those TV preachers, the prophecy people out there, they are doing you a disservice because they are not telling you about salvation for today. They're talking about, oh, if you got saved today, then you will not go through any of this. See, you can't look at today's TV and the news and say, see, this is what's going on right now according to what the scripture says. You can't find it. You can't put that together. You can't fit those things together. So, you know, my message is very simple. If you want to avoid the whole thing, okay, you're not going to be in the tribulation period. I guarantee you won't be if you get saved. And how do you get saved? Well, you get saved by simply believing what Christ did for you, that he was crucified, and 3 days, and he was buried, and 3 days after he got saved, he got resurrected. Sometimes hard to say things. Let me do that again. To be saved today, you have to know that how Christ died for your sins, that he was placed in the grave, and he was buried, and 3 days after he raised again. That's it. Have a good day.